So, like many people in my homeland, I was born and growing up in a Roman Catholic family. My parents weren't very, very zealous, but they made sure that I was baptized and as a child and went through all these required rituals. As a young teenager, I attended Sunday services and regularly. I knew that I should do that, not only because of my parents, just to obey them, but also because I had this inward need to meet with God in prayer. I think I wasn't distinguished by pity between my peers. I didn't even own up that I believe in God in public or when God was criticized. I preferred to keep it to myself. But when I came back home from school, I entrusted all of my hardships and everything what happened that day to God. Especially when I had been feeling bad or sad, I didn't use to talk about it with somebody from my family because I knew that nobody would understand and be patient just as God did. So, yeah. When I was 14, my older brother decided to go to the monastery. And when he came back after a few months, we had started to talk more and more about God and about the Bible as well. At that time, I felt a huge need to attend church services and confessing your sins to a priest almost every day. In other words, I fell in love with Jesus. When I was on Sunday service, I couldn't wait until I hear God's word. I remember how my heart was pounding when I heard words from John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. Years were passing and I had moments that I forget about Jesus. Even more often I forget than I remembered about him. I made a lot of decisions. Actually, in my life, which were taken without deeply reflection or without asking God, what should I do? And as a result, they didn't have a happy ending. And I've been constantly feeling that something is missing in my life. That even if I pray, I really don't feel this connection with God. I was sorry for something, and just few seconds later, actually, I did again. So the only one thing I knew was that I don't trust Jesus enough in 100%. So, and that's why my life looks like it looks. So about 3 or 4 years ago, I've again started to talk about God with my brother and just read more Bible. And I went for the first time in my life to the Protestant church. And I started to read the Bible more carefully than before. I've realized that my understanding was wrong. And understood how lonely and empty my life was without Jesus. But the most important thing, I think, was I've realized that I understood that Jesus loves me. I understood what he has done on the cross. And I don't have to do this, nothing actually, to deserve his mercy, his forgiveness, because he has done it for me on the cross. And yeah. And after all of these years and all of these circumstances, I can clearly see how God led me through all these years, and how he opened my heart, my mind, and all of me to accept and follow the fact that he is my savior, and that I don't want to live the way I lived before. So, yeah. Thank you.